Let us see what exactly is a business analyst role in an entire project. Business analyst acts as a bridge between the business and the technical aspects of a project. So he is the bridge between the functional people and technical people, and ensure that the functional or business things are given properly to the technical team, because technical team cannot understand the functionality. So business analyst ensures that the business business points are getting converted into technical points and the project is getting delivered. They translate business requirements into instructions for the technical team. Say example, validation, whatever validation that needs to be done for the business requirements, irrespective of whether it is there in the requirement document or not, business analyst should consider and give your input to the business team also, plus the technical team. Business analyst provides clear direction to the solution development team to create a solution that meets both business needs and the technical requirements. So he is, like we said earlier, he is a bridge which provides a functional plus technical, provides a solution for the technical for the business needs. This role is especially important for IT projects. They ensure that the business needs are well understood, documented, and effectively communicated to the technical team. Without the effective communication to the technical team by the business analyst, then the project, the technical team cannot understand what exactly is required, and the project may go into further delays and deduplication of the work. The business analyst also facilitates communication between business users and developers for project success. What are the responsibilities of business analyst? Business analyst ensures all business needs and implications are considered and translated to the technical team. Maintain clear and timely communication between business personnel and technical developers. So communication should be clear and should be well documented in the technically understood information. Manage development and approval of all documentation products related to business requirements and their interpretation. So what exactly is the meaning of the business requirement has to be interpreted, and the gap between the solution available in your hand and what exactly is going to be developed, this needs to be understood by the business analyst properly. Ensure adequate testing of the solution with the other teams and approval from business side. So here, business analyst should ensure that approval from the business side before the development is happening, and as well as after the testing is done, he has to ensure that the testing is happening and the business side is approving the testing. Be a good listener, which will help you determine business needs and user requirements which will be provided to the project team. So business needs has to be understood from the business team, and the requirements are given to the project team properly for development. Build rapport with the heads of departments in the business, which will make it easier to bring teams to work in harmony. So the heads of department, he should be in a position to discuss with all the heads of departments for the purpose of business and build a proper rapport, which will help in the sign-off in the future. Ensure the new project solution is more efficient and effective for the business and users. So here, it should be the difference which he has to bring in the current solution, the available asset solution to the future solution. What exactly is visible solution? That should be in the business analyst should be in the position to visualize and understand and ensure that the business also understands and the technical team also is able to visualize the new solution. Next comes the solution developer. The solution developer plays a crucial role, and mostly these solution developers will be there in the IT projects. In turning, these people ensure that the business requirements are getting converted into technical solutions and practical software solutions. They are dedicated to the project. They work on and create software that aligns with the organization's need. So keeping the organization's objectives in mind, project's objectives in mind, the solution developer will ensure that the software is created as per the requirement and provided based on the timeline. In today's technology-driven world, organizations require unique software to meet their goals. Solution developers fulfill this need by designing custom software, graphics, and even large-scale ERP systems. All these, in today's technology-driven world, solution developers are everywhere in doing anything. They collaborate with the clients to understand their needs and create software solutions accordingly. So they will collaborate, then communicate with the project manager and the team leads, and ensure that they understand their needs of the client's needs, and software solutions are getting created or customized according to the requirement. These roles demand specific skills and technical expertise, often requiring education, certification, and experience to ensure high-quality solutions are delivered. Here, in this constant skill development and technical development is supposed required to be there for any solution developer. What are the responsibilities of a solution developer? They collaborate with users, business analysts, and testers to create a usable solution model. They ensure that the user, solutions are developed in a proper way, adjust the solution based on changes in detailed requirements, ensuring it aligns with the project scope and standards. So they adjust the changes as they adjust the solution based on the changes. So changes may be changing, the requirement may be changing, but solution has to be adjusted according to the new requirements that are coming into picture. And project scope is getting aligned and deviation from the project scopes are identified and given a proper solution to this particular thing with the constraints in mind. Follow technical constraints outlined in the system architecture definition and adhere to standards. So standards has to be adhered as per the system architecture definition given by solution architect and ensure that constraints are outlined. Engage in quality assurance activities to ensure the software aligns with the client's needs. Quality assurance is very much important for a solution developer, and if quality is getting compromised, then the rework is going to happen. Test their own work and solutions before prototype testing with testing and client teams. So they have to ensure that they are doing their own testing before giving to the testers for testing or clients for testing. Solution tester. Next comes the important profile, solution tester. The solution tester conducts testing following the technical testing strategy during the project. In a project, technical testing strategy is an important thing. Solution tester ensures that he is going through the entire technical strategy and creates the test cases and ensures that the testing is proper. This role requires sometimes skilled in testing tools and test phases with a strong understanding of system software and configuration to address issues effectively. And a solution tester should be having the skill set of functionality also, so that he can understand why exactly the organization or the objective of this business is defined. The responsibility of a solution tester includes creating testing products and defining test cases and plans following the testing strategy. So testing strategy is followed and test cases and plans are created based on the testing strategy. Conducting various types of technical testing like unit, integration, regression and user acceptance testing, which includes all testings are included here, which includes your integration testing also. So when we are doing the integration testing, that will be multiple systems that will be considered, and integration testing, all the systems should be considered for a successful testing. Reporting testing results to the technical coordinator and ensuring quality assurance. Quality assurance is a must, and testing results are given to the technical coordinator and the test cases are getting written properly and the testing results are assigned with the test cases. Keeping the team lead updated on testing outcomes. So, irrespective of whichever team they are involved, then they have to update the other teams that this is the outcome of the testing, and whenever there is an escalation that needs to be done, has to be done with the project manager. Assisting business teams with their testing to ensure comprehensive coverage. The entire coverage of the business has to be taken into consideration. Utilizing effective communication skills and maintaining thoroughness and accuracy in their work. So, communication is a need and communication should be done properly by the tester. Let us come to the next role, Project Management Office, PMO in short. It's a crucial part of large organizations responsible for ensuring successful project execution. So they are the team which ensures that the project is getting executed successfully. It is a group within the organization that establishes and maintains project management standards. So they ensure from the management perspective on what exactly and how exactly the project management standards should be taken care of. The PMO standardizes project management policies, processes and methods, offers guidelines and ensures proper documentation for managing projects. So documentation is the responsibility of a PMO. That they can be from the client side or from the project management side. It also reports on project activities, issues and requirements and tracks projects tasks to completion. They ensure that project activities are taken to consideration, tasks are taken to the completion. The PMO follows industry standards and is involved in various stages of the project life cycle, including initiation, execution, monitoring, and closure. The PMO will be there in the entire life cycle of a project and ensure that it is properly initiated and all the 4 or 5 cycles of the project is taken care of. If stakeholders have questions or need information, the project manager consults the PMO for accurate answers. So, there will be a continuous communication between project manager and PMO whenever there is a query or whenever there is a doubt in project manager's mind. What are the responsibilities of a project management office? Project management office is a centralized organization that establishes standardized practices and measures performance aligned with organization goals. The project management office may be for the specific project or for the entire organization. So, it depends on the specific project's criteria or the challenges of the project. It estimates project size, time, resources, providing methodologies and tools, and ensures projects are on track. They continuously follow for the project. The PMO collects status updates, compares them with baselines, and communicates progress to management. So, purpose of PMO is to ensure that status updates are given properly to all the stakeholders. It provides project experiences for future improvement. So, project experiences are archived for purpose of future improvement for the entire organization. The PMO's role varies based on organization needs, but aims for quality work, cost reduction, and risk management. So, as we said earlier, the organizational needs and project needs accordingly the PMO works. It conducts project audits to ensure compliance and coordinates corrective actions. So, project PMO ensures that continuous corrective actions are happening in the entire project and lessons are learned and getting implemented. PMO guides projects, follows industry standards and adheres to regulations. So, regulatory thing is an important for PMO and ensures that project is as per compliance needs for the entire organization. Ideal PMO model. So, what should be the ideal PMO model? The most effective project management officers or PMOs have a crucial role in overseeing and supporting projects to ensure they are completed within set budgets, schedules, resources, and objectives. So, without following all these, I think PMO will be having a project run will be a challenge. So, PMO ensures that ensuring the budgets or schedules or resources or objectives are taken care and taken into consideration. Key PMO responsible include identifying the need for project change requests and facilitating their process. So, project change requests will be taken care by PMO and they will ensure that the process is facilitated, followed, and they will facilitate the entire process. Providing training and skill development to team members, introducing new tools or process to maintain quality standards. So, ensure that the team is getting skills and development of the people are taken into consideration. Continuous constant training is being given to the team members. Continuously assessing and evaluating the project according to industry benchmarks. So, each industry is having a benchmark and PMO ensures that they assess and evaluate the project based on the industry benchmarks. Analyzing project failures and errors, sharing insights with relevant team members for future improvement. So, in any organization or any project, improvement is a constant thing that will be happening. So each team member has to be informed about the project failures and what are the mistakes that has happened and how to rectify this particular in the future. This forms part of the PMO's role. Monitoring the project's financial requirements and prioritizing funding. So, one more important thing that is required for any project is funding. So, PMO ensures that the funding is happening to the project properly and the financial requirements are being given to the project sponsor and ensures that the funding is happening to the project. Assisting in the orientation and onboarding of new team members to integrate them smoothly and contribute effectively. So, whenever there is a team member that is moving out of the project and a new team member is coming into the project, the project PMO ensures that the knowledge gets transferred to the new team member and the integration between the new team member and the team is smooth so that there is no issue that are coming, no challenges from the perspective of individual perspectives are coming into picture. The next important and the purpose of the entire project is customers. They are the crucial role for which the entire changes are happening for the project. And customers play a crucial role in projects by providing their expertise. So there are many projects in which case what will happen is that some customers will be taken as pilot customers, and the entire solution will be tested using these particular pilot customers. Customer representatives accurately express business needs to the project team, review processes, validate outcomes, and share project info with others. So these people, we are very key to for completing a project, and they review the process sometimes, and they will be in some cases they will be involved in the entire project also. They validate the outcomes and ensure that the project information will be informed to other people also. They test the project and give feedback. Some are decision makers who decide on behalf of the business and gather consensus for project decisions. They might attend meetings or join the steering committee as requested by the project manager. So some cases, the customers may be asked to be part of the steering committee, and they give suggestions, they help, they ensure that the project objectives are achieved. Vendors. The other important role that is being done here is that vendors. So vendors are external parties providing products or services for projects. For example, a cement vendor, outsourcing vendor for an India project, or call center vendor is part of the entire project cycle, and they are the external parties providing products or services for projects. Procurement process depend on project size. So depending on the project size, the vendor size also procurement process also may differ. In large organizations, a procurement team manages contracts strictly. Smaller ones may have one person or team handling it. So in case the vendors are being handled or vendors are being selected by the procurement team, and they ensure that the contracts are strictly being followed, and smaller ones in smaller projects or smaller organizations, that could be one person or team handling the entire thing, but in a larger organization, procurement team is required. Framework helps team choose and manage vendors. So there will be multiple frameworks set by the organization, which ensures that the vendors are being managed properly, selected properly, and the project strategies aligning with these vendors. Project strategy includes selection criteria, contracts, and performance standards. So the standard performance standards of the vendors are also will be taken into consideration. The previous contracts that will being done by the vendor will be taken into consideration. Based on all these particular things, the selection will be happening for the vendors, and the criteria should be met by the vendor. Ethical behavior, respect, and professionalism are vital in vendor relationships. So vendor relationship, always the ethical behavior should be there. It should not become like one information that is being received by the vendor is being shared with the other vendor for the purpose of reducing the rate. Portfolio managers. So next important role in the entire thing is portfolio managers. Project portfolio management is crucial when multiple projects contribute to a bigger role. So example, there could be a huge project that is happening, which is again split into multiple projects, and these multiple projects will, the combination of all these projects will be a bigger role. So when this kind of bigger goal or bigger project is going to be there, each project will be having multiple portfolios will be there. Example, let us take an example of core banking solution. There could be in the banking industry, there could be a place where you are going to have savings bank account or current account. Each will be having our wealth management. So each is a different portfolio that is being managed by different managers. So portfolio managers prioritize projects, streamline them, and assess risk. So all these portfolio managers ensure that whichever project needs to be prioritized from the perspective of the customer getting a good support, good system. That is getting prioritized in the entire project cycle, and streamlining them, and which are finding out which are the interdependent and the independent solution projects that can be going like, and finding out the risks that are involved. Projects are analyzed together for a clearer understanding of the overall objectives. So all these sub-projects are analyzed together to ensure that the overall objective is taken into consideration, and clear understanding for the overall objective is taken into consideration. For example, in your savings account and the current account, even though both are two different portfolios, there could be a possibility that both are interlinking at some specific point of time. The portfolio managers ensure that this particular thing is identified, give a clarity to the team, and proceed further. So let us see what are the basics of a project portfolio management. So portfolio management keep projects organized on a track and ensure that their portfolio things are taken into consideration. Allocate resources to prioritize projects aligned with the business goals. So finally, business goal is the more important for any portfolio, and they ensure that that is happening. Utilize strategic decision making to monitor and reprioritize projects. So example, there is a new change that is coming from regulatory perspective. So portfolio management may have to change their prioritization of the project, and they ensure that the prioritization of the project happens with discussion between each of the portfolio, and ensure that they are proceeding further in the right direction. Share information across projects to align priorities and reduce costs. So there should be a constant information pass between the different portfolios to ensure that the projects are aligned to the organization's priorities and costs is getting reduced at the end. Support project managers by handling task prioritization, enabling focus on critical aspects. So portfolio managers support project managers to ensure that task prioritization and focus is happening properly. Next comes the coach change manager. So these are the supporting roles. What we are going to discuss now are the supporting roles to the entire main project. Coach or change manager. This role helps the team work together effectively to achieve project goals. Sometimes the project manager handles this, while in large projects, a coach or change manager may be appointed. So depending on the size of the project, so there could be a different person who is taken of the change manager, or some cases the project manager, he or she himself takes care of the change management also, depending on the project and the size and the budget. This person is in charge of evaluating the organization's readiness for change. So first thing priority for him to understand is that the organization is ready for the change or not, on what is the change that is going to happen. Determining the extent of the change and its impact. What is going to be the impact of the entire change that is going to happen? Example, if the delivery channel is going to be, there is change that is happening for delivery channel for a bank. So which is going to impact the entire transaction that is happening for a bank. So change manager has to analyze and identify what is going to be the extent of the change, what are the delivery channels that are going to be impacted, and what is the reputational impact damage that will happen if the change is going for a toss, if the change is having a negative impact. Planning communication to make people aware of the change and addressing their needs. So if there can be a change that is going to come into picture in production, and some people may be having concern of the change that is going to happen, which is going to impact their business. Change manager should be in a position to identify what is the impact, and he has to communicate properly to the people and ensure that the people are aware of the change that is going to happen in the system. Developing a strategy for coaching managers during the change. So coaching managers should be aware of what exactly is the change that is happening, and they will be ensuring that the change is informed to the people. Managing resistance to change and ongoing resistance can harm the project. So this is very much important. Even though he is a change manager, he should resist for any change to the entire project, because it is going to have an impact on the current project. Specialist. So in certain projects, if the solution developer lacks certain skills, there could be a possibility that the person who is sitting there is a Java resource, and for a small part, there is a Python help is required. So in these cases, a specialist will be added to the team temporarily to provide expertise for a specific solution. So for the small period, the specialist will come into picture and help the entire team, and then he will leave the project. This arrangement can be occasional, and the specialist should fully understand their expected role and responsibilities. So role and responsibilities should be decided before the specialist is onboarded for a specific project for a specific occasion. So to summarize the roles and responsibilities of a project, each role has to be assigned properly, and responsibility has to be assigned carefully to ensure that the project is vital for it, to ensure that the project is reaching the objectives and goal of the business. Project management involves different stages, and well-structured team with specific tasks is essential to complete them. So without a proper specific task, it is difficult for a project to be completed properly. Various roles like project sponsor, project manager, project team members exist based on the project's complexity. So it can be, it may happen that the project sponsor may not be there in a specific project, or project team members may be reduced for a specific project depending on the project complexity. The project manager has a demanding role of overseeing the project full time. So the project manager will be having a bigger role, and project manager is the reason for any success of the entire, is one of the reason for any success or failure of a project. Other roles include facilitators, business visionaries, stakeholders, steering committee, technical coordinator, business analyst, solution developer, solution tester, project management office, customer representative, vendors, portfolio managers, coach, change manager, and specialists, which may or may not be there, or with a reduced volume, or at same team taking two or three different roles. All these particular things are possible. But a project manager is having a demanding role for any project, because he has to ensure that from the end to end, the system is taken care, the project is taken care, and the project's objectives are achieved. Each role has distinctive duties that bring clarity to the project and ensuring its success. So different duties we have already discussed in the entire chapter, and each of the clarity has to be taken into consideration. Thank you.